This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to play to set up something here and just to get this story out of the way. There was a lot of talk yesterday about lynching, and they were talking about the blacks took personal offense to it because of the fact that they felt it was all reference to them. And all I'll say is that there were plenty of lynchings to go around back in the day, which involved just as many whites as it did blacks, because I heard the stories from my grandfather when I was growing up. Now, here's Lindsey Graham and his 19 seconds on the subject.
It was necessary to empower the Republican minority in the House to confront accusations against the president. A vote of inquiry allows the president to confront his accuser and to call witnesses on his behalf. Until that is done, this is a joke, this is a sham, and this is a political lynching.
There he is talking about lynching.
Biden used it, you go back in time, you can go find it on C-SPAN, but, you had several of members of the Black Caucus that were using the same term, too, when they were talking about political lynching. So, it's just that media is jumping on it, and they're making a story where it's really kind of a non-story.
Right. Exactly. And speaking of stories, we have a situation going on right now where we're watching a lot of information about the probe that's expanding under the U.S. Attorney Durham. And they keep referring to John Brennan and James Clapper, and they show his picture. But yet what they're talking about is the probe that's been expanded is into the conduct by the FBI based on the new evidence that's coming forward. And we're hearing this on numerous news websites right now, credible news websites.
Yeah, no, it has expanded in for sure. Durham has even added to his staff, and they've given him more resources and office space. Brennan came out over a month ago, because I actually watched him say it on CNN the one or few times that I do travel over there just to see what they're saying, that he says it's an illegitimate investigation. Well, how does he know? Durham wants to speak with him. So he seemed to be really pushing back and critical of the fact that Durham wanted to have a conversation with Brennan. Well, we don't know if that came via a letter or a subpoena, but nonetheless, that is to happen or has happened. We don't know when that that confab is scheduled or if it's already occurred. But the expansion is into the activities of the FBI. And I would say that it is because Durham has the two BlackBerry phones, which I wrote about several days ago.
Last week.
He was able to, yeah, that he was able to acquire that those BlackBerry phones were assigned to Joseph Mifsud. And in my article, I was alluding to the fact, well, he has those phones, including the model numbers and the SIM cards. And when both Durham and Barr traveled to Italy, they were listening in a secured environment to testimony that Mifsud had given to Italian intelligence. So the next question is, who else got these BlackBerries? Did Alexander Downer get it? Did Stefan Halper? Or are there some other names in here? I didn't even have to go back through some of my notes here because I got them all over my desk of other people. So it is to issue the BlackBerries to these people shows you that they were playing on a trap, and they plotted a trap, and they effectually used the trap.
Speaking of traps, the five-day ceasefire in Syria seems to have held as it comes to an end. Are you seeing the same thing?
It's not an end. It's actually been extended now.
Okay.
We don't know really for how long, but Russia has come out, the Kremlin has come out and said formally in the last about 2 hours that the United States did betray the Kurds, and that if the Kurds don't move, that they will be annihilated. So, I mean, that's really the responsibility of all of this got handed off to Moscow, and this is Moscow's position. Now, remember, Erdogan flew to Moscow,
yep,
and between the two of them, it's their gig now.
He was supposed to come here, wasn't he?
Who?
Erdogan.
Nah, he won't come here.
Okay, that's what I thought, that it had been postponed or something.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we have a situation going on in Britain. The Brexit situation is in limbo. While Boris Johnson gained a vote yesterday, he lost a vote. So we're still back at square one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can find them by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA red, white, and blue logo link on the right tab up towards the top. And when you do that, you'll see a window that will drop down asking you if you want to enter the free gun a day giveaway. And obviously, if you want to win a free gun, you got to enter. So do that. And then after you do that, check out the three levels of membership that are there. Maybe you might want to become a member and take advantage of all the great training you can get there, all the great information you can get there when it comes to gun rights, gun safety. And it's all about the Second Amendment there with those folks. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo for more information. And good luck on winning the gun, because we came very close. Somebody up in Georgia won it, but it wasn't one of our listeners. It was from another station that was up there. But we're getting closer, so sign up and good luck. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. What the heck is going on in England? Because the headline says, Brexit in limbo as Johnson wins one vote but loses another.
The vote that he got was that they approved the Brexit deal, whatever this package looked like. So the Parliament approved it. Yippee-skippy. Now, the timing is what's at issue here. Because Boris Johnson has said that Brexit is going to happen by the end of this month, which we're very close to being. We've got a couple of days left. But so in the vote, it's like, yes, okay, we approve the Brexit, but I think they added a 90-day extension, meaning that it won't happen at the end of this month. It could be stretched out to 90 days. And so Now we have a timing issue. So that's the win he got and then the loss he got.
Okay. And do we know where this is going to go, or do we have any ideas? Are we still guessing, or what's the...
Well, it all comes down to Parliament. And you know, Parliament is being influenced by the other members of the European Union, which is led by Germany. So Germany doesn't want Brexit, and they wield a lot of power in the Union.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just keep our eyes on what's going on and go from there. By the way, I meant to mention this earlier, and I didn't, but we talked about this during one of our breaks. Anonymous White House official has written an anti-Trump book. Wonderful.
Okay.
That's like the cheat sheet that you get at the grocery store, the gossip from, what is that, those magazines that are there. Oh, and the stories are so sensational. To me, it's like a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not worrying me at all.
Yeah. Now, I've got an audio here, which is rather disturbing to me because of the fact the woman that said it, a Republican Puerto Rican congresswoman in New York City, came out and accused Ben Carson of something, which is an absolute outright lie. And I'll get into it after I play this, because this is how desperate these people are becoming right now on the other side of the aisle. They can't even tell the truth about something that's easily dispelled. Listen to this nonsense.
You withheld the money just to Puerto Rico. And you know what? The simple answer to this is the disdain and contempt of this administration toward the people of Puerto Rico. It speaks, this is an abuse of power. It speaks to this administration's disregard for the people of Puerto Rico. 3,000 people die in Puerto Rico under your watch. And I will ask for your administration halt to send to Congress and to this committee every communication related to Puerto Rico. And you know what, sir? We're going to find out what motivated for you to withhold this money for the people of Puerto Rico. If this was about corruption, as you claimed in the press, so deal with your own corruption when FEMA officials were arrested in Puerto Rico.
We have nothing to hide, so I'd be glad for you to get that information.
Yeah, one way or the other, we're going to know the truth.
What's wrong with that statement from her, this woman, this congresswoman?
Well, when we know that we don't have oversight of the money that we send to other countries, we tend to scrutinize the amounts and who they actually go to ensure that, I mean, we don't get return on investments anymore, but we are certainly have the authority to determine what happens to those monies. Since then, we have also found out that several people in leadership in Puerto Rico have been arrested.
Bingo, six of them. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, whatever.
And the mayor of Puerto Rico, too, was San Juan, was involved in this because of what she was doing. By the way, do you remember all that stuff they found? Oh, gosh, in the jungle, all the water and the food that showed up there that was under tarps that nobody knew was there?
And then warehouses.
Yep. Isn't that something? And we never heard that, did we? So you see, this woman is out there accusing somebody of something when she doesn't have the facts in front of her, or she's intentionally taking the facts and creating her own.
She referred to FEMA in that statement, and Ben Carson isn't over FEMA.
Not at all. Not at all.
So it's kind of like, nice try.
Yeah. Now, certainly we have plenty of trouble going on over in Hong Kong right now. And I don't know if that's ever going to find a solution or not, short of China talking about, you know, they want to get rid of the mayor now over there. That's in Hong Kong. They want to remove the mayor. I don't know if that will help things either. But you've got people that are broken up into, you know, the bigger groups and the smaller groups all over the city. We heard yesterday that the Hong Kong police already have artificial intelligence technology that can recognize faces so they know when people are in different areas and what they're doing. What the heck is going to happen in Hong Kong?
It just happened not too long ago, like within the last several hours, that the parliament, if you will, or the Hong Kong legislature voted to formally withdraw from the China extradition edict.
Right.
And that is a good thing. Finally, yep. finally. And so that's a good thing. But...
Yep. Yep.
According to the protesters, this is, in fact, just one of many things that they have asked for. So it does not quite mean that all things are now settled because of this extradition, although the extradition proclamation that China was making, Beijing was making over Hong Kong, was the beginnings of all of these protests. The protests are going to continue because they want, I think they've got five demands, five or six, and the extradition piece was the top one, but there are others that they want. So all things are not settled there quite yet.
We haven't talked a lot about Venezuela for a little while, and there's a story that just popped up here on the wire. It's titled, Venezuelans Buy Gas with Cigarettes to Battle Inflation.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an unsettled, unfinished piece of business down in Venezuela that Maduro is still in power. I'm very disappointed that we haven't resolved that one yet. Very disappointed.
And by the way, yesterday it was reported that Russia and Turkey announced a joint agreement to jointly patrol the northeastern part of Syria, where the Kurds apparently still aren't all out of the area as they were asked to do. I guess they're being given more time to get out of the area. We talked about that a little while ago. But that sounds a little bit more promising.
Well, I mean, that's what I said, that Putin has actually given a little bit more time of extension. They're not really saying what that is for the Kurds to remove themselves from this zone. And then we have the zone, then what? Is he going to take all his Syrian refugees and dump them back into... We don't know what's happening yet.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for her great articles that she writes. Get on her mailing list, and you'll get them when she gets them out there. All right. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is comparing the congressional impeachment inquiry to a lynching, setting off shockwaves through the nation. Alicia Brooks is the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The
president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in.
At the White House, there's a different reaction with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Given the history in our country, I would not compare this to a lynching. That was an unfortunate choice of words.
And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think lynching is being seen as somebody taking the law in their own hands and out to get somebody for no good reason.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for your military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One, of course, is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. The other one, outside Boston in Concord, Mass. And here's more about what they have to offer.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you as much as if you had just gone out to get the job to begin with, because you're going to start out as an apprentice. If it's a union position or skilled labor, you're going to probably start out at 80% of whatever the going salary is. And you would have been better off just going someplace where you could have made, oh gosh, I don't know, $50,000 or $60,000 a year to begin with. So let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy, which can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more.
Now, you can check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu, or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Now, they have locations in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Another one here, Clearwater, Florida, at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, as well as over on Overton right there at US 19 and their campuses. And their number, again, to call for more information is 800-659-2080. The website is naa.edu. And when you call, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour. Again, the number 800-659-2080, the website naa.edu. And good luck. Like to see you over there at National Aviation Academy. You get a chance to go over and shake your hand, so there you go. Now, I haven't said a lot about this because I was waiting for the facts to come in, but over the weekend, we had three Fort Stewart soldiers die, Fort Stewart in Georgia, when their vehicle fell from a bridge during training. Now, soldiers were in the darkness training when their armored vehicle fell from a bridge and landed upside down in the water below, killing three of those inside and injuring three others. This coming from the commanding general of Fort Stewart. It's always tragic when military men or women lose their lives, but in a training exercise, it's even more tragic. And I know they'll find out what happened and how come that armored vehicle went off that bridge and fell upside down into the water, because I'm sure you know what the end result was. The soldiers in there drowned. The three that survived. The other three were probably trapped and couldn't get out. And the Navy and the Marines are holding a drill with Brunei forces, which is over in the South China Sea. And militaries of the U.S. and Brunei, whose South China Sea claims overlap those of China, are holding the joint exercises, simulating the securing of a beachhead and conducting jungle warfare and combat medical training inland. So that's what's going on there right now. And the U.S. and the United Kingdom have entered a new era of unprecedented carrier sharing, because for the first time, a U.S. Marine Corps F-35B squadron is deploying aboard the U.K.'s new aircraft carrier on its maiden voyage in 2021. Now, this is a milestone hailed as being unprecedented, even amongst those two very close allies. And earthquake or no, after two major earthquakes struck the China Lake Naval Air Weapons Station in California back in early July, the Navy is still moving ahead with expanding installation boundaries and to accommodate the new and future weaponry, including unmanned aerial vehicles there. In addition, the Air Force's E-8C JSTARS, or Joint Surveillance Target Attack Radar System, one of the most vital intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance aircraft systems, just reached 113,000 hours of service. How about that? Pretty impressive, huh? I think so. By the way, the nightly rates for rooms at the Air Force's European Inns will more than double starting next month as the services begin to foot the bill for most of their operating expenses. Wow. I guess somebody's trying to get rich off that one, huh? Also, the United States Air Force is moving ahead with the biggest change to the promotion system in decades. The Air Force is moving forward with changes to the way officers compete for promotions, beginning with the next lieutenant colonels, that board in March of 2020. That board will see eligible majors compete, not against the vast pool of officers who could be promoted, but instead within six new categories. And the 92nd Air Refueling Wing at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington is again a super tanker wing after officially standing up its fourth squadron and receiving the first 12 new KC-135s there. Kudos to them. By the way, Marine Corps and the Navy, is adjusting to the brutal reality of high-end warfare. The ongoing graduating exercise for the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, known as the ARG, and the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit will not only get the 4,500 sailors and Marines ready to deploy later this year, but also has started a conversation at the deck plate level as to how the services will fight together in the future. And things are changing in that front. By the way, the U.S. Marines have tried to use drones to bring battle, blood to the battlefield. Back in August, over the dusty fields of Australia, highly autonomous drones made more than 380 deliveries of blood and other medical supplies to troops amidst live fire exercises between the U.S. and Australia there in that country. And in veterans news, in the wake of a heartwarming viral video that was featured everywhere from Good Morning America to the Daily Mail, comes a disheartening revelation, and that is that the 84-year-old self-described Army nurse cranking out push-ups in her crisp Vietnam-era uniform might not have been who she said she was. Wow. Here we go again. Fake news from ABC's Good Morning America. I'm shocked. Not. And remember Dr. James Shulkin, who warns of the subversive culture at the VA? He's leading the department towards what he calls toxic, chaotic, and subversive measures. We knew that. That's why the VA has to be changed. That's why we needed the Choice Act. We knew that. Because there's too much going on there, too much risk. But they can't get the veterans in a timely manner. And instead of someone with a combat injury that actually needs help right away, they take somebody with a stubbed toe or a cold or something like that. No, wrong answer. By the way, Boeing could be out of the Air Force's competition for the next-gen ICBMs for good. Boeing's risk reduction contract for the Air Force's ground-based strategic deterrent program is now functionally canceled. The company announced that. October the 21st. And the U.S. Army has signed a contract with the To the Stars Academy, owned by punk rocker Tom DeLonge, for work to exploit UFO technology for the development of weapons platforms. Wow. Isn't that something? We'll see how that works out in the days and weeks to come. And by the way, Rack told our troops yesterday, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way through. They don't want our troops in Iraq that are coming back from Syria. So I guess they're going to send them to Kuwait. Whatever. We'll see. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollwood, Georgia. And by the way, Carrollton, Georgia. I said Carrollwood. I'm thinking of Tampa. Carrollton, Georgia, which is just up the road a tad bit, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to all the boys and girls. All the military men and women over there at Fort Benning tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, if you're struggling with nagging pain, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. And many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. You'll get it in about 3 to 5 days, and $19.95 plus shipping and handling is all it costs you. And you'll know at the end of 3 weeks that either it's going to work or it's not. Right now, my percentage here on my program is 80% of the people that are ordering it stay on it. That's what they told me the other day. So that's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, the website. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us right now, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
pretty good. Listen, there's a story that surfaced, and it just popped up today as the lead story in one of the business sections I look at. It says the failed WeWork founder gets $1.7 billion to leave. Now, that's a little mind-boggling to me. If you're failing as a leader of a company, why on earth would they want to give you $1.7 billion when you're teetering on bankruptcy to leave?
Well, it's because the way they structured the company, this guy gave himself these high-powered shares that he owns that they're making him get rid of that gave him 10 votes for every share of stock that he had. Now, I've been talking about this company WeWork for a long time, along with many other Silicon Valley companies, as exactly what they are, garbage companies that'll never make any money. And this one in particular was interesting because you had Wall Street behind it, big banks behind it, because they were making money and taking this company public and laddering it up. Many things that come to the public marketplace, it's almost like a perverse game of musical chairs, where the last one holding standing up when the money stops is the one that's losing a lot of money. The business plan for many of these companies are absurd. But with the media propping these things up and big Wall Street banks propping these up and the whole narrative saying, hey, this thing is a really cool company. And it turns out all you need to do is just look at the books and know that it's not going to make money anytime soon. There's so many companies out there that are trading public that are like that. This one, not long ago, Matt, they wanted to take this company public about a month ago, month and a half ago, at a $90 billion valuation. Now the valuation is less than $8 billion because people didn't buy it. Now, I'm glad people woke up, and I hope we had something to do with that, and, you know, shining a light on what a garbage company this thing was.
Wow.
But there's many others like that.
Well, and people get ripped off as a result, and what's the recourse?
There isn't any. I mean, but no one holds a gun to anybody's head that tells you to buy a company that is not profitable. You have to be smart out there. You have to look into, you know, have a trusted advisor that's going to help you, point you in the right direction.
Right. And let's see here. Here's a question from Alan, Nebraska. How much money do you think our troops contribute to the economy to help economies stay solvent? I think he's talking about the military bases. All the military bases around the country and around the world, too, for that matter, contribute greatly to the economies in the immediate areas, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's almost like having a college. So you think of it like a college town, right? Or having a university in your town to some degree, especially these European-based places. I mean, they become part of the community. That they're their own little city within a city, and they spend a lot of money over there. And all of the support systems and businesses that are in and around the area that provide everything from, you know, food, water, you name it, entertainment. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're an economic boon to these areas.
Now, we have a whistleblower. According to Cambridge Analytica whistleblower Brittany Kaiser, who has said, made the statement, Facebook is the biggest threat to our democracy.
I've heard that before, and how, you know, it can be used to manipulate people and their ideas and drive people in a certain direction. I think that they've been doing that already, and I've got to be honest, I think it was worse before with the trending stories than it is now, but we do know that you know, they can control the algorithms and they can put certain stories and certain things in front of people and try to sway things. So, yeah, I guess I see where they're coming from when a guard said if it's used in that way, it can be a threat.
Now, have you seen the news out there about the investigation from the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Brennan? Durham. We knew that they were investigating Brennan. We knew they were investigating Clapper and other members of the Obama administration. But now, Mr. Durham asked for and got permission to expand the investigation into the FBI and what they may or may not have been doing during all the time with all of this nonsense that they've been talking about leading up to the impeachment process.
Yeah, it's the permanent Washington D.C. bureaucracy, which is the real threat. I think is the greatest threat to this country, and you know what we're all about, and what we stand for is these people there that have their jobs forever. They're part of the bureaucracy. They want to run the show the way they want to run it. And, Matt, you and I mean, I went off on this a while ago. I said, if, you know, Donald Trump needs to do is he needs to dismantle the FBI, dismantle the CIA, and start over. I don't think he's got the political capital to do that right now, but that's what I do. You have to start over with some of these things. They've gotten really, really, old and, corrupted over the years. And I think it's high time to start over.
Well, you know, you're in the, investment business, stock business. You talk about a lot of different things, including what goes on in the Silicon Valley, correct?
Yes.
Who is the leading candidate in terms of donors out of the Silicon Valley? Do you know?
The leading candidate, or what we mean, which candidate's getting the most money?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
At this point in time, I'd have probably assumed either Elizabeth Warren or Andrew Yang.
Pete Buttigieg.
That's pretty bad. I had no idea.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
I don't know how much money. Again, a lot of times these guys will wait a little bit to find out, you know, whose horse they're going to eventually back. When maybe, you know, I think you'll probably start seeing more money flow over the next couple of months when it narrows down to some degree. So, that may change, may stay the same. Who knows?
Now, Goldman Sachs is talking about the buybacks, these stock buybacks, and they say that it's going to drop 2% to $470 billion due to the 2020 presidential race.
It's all right. I mean, companies are going to buy back the stock when they feel like the stock is undervalued and they have the money to do it either way. A lot of stock has been bought back over the past couple of years, so it doesn't really concern me to that great of a degree. If you're a company, your stock price comes up, and if you don't feel that it's, you know, a good time and you want to use that money to invest in factories or expansion or something else, you can go ahead and do that. That's all up to the individual company. There's been buybacks have been quite prolific over the past couple of years, and I understand why the money going into them is going to come down.
Now, I realize this is kind of a loaded question because I think I know the answer, but one of my listeners, Ben, who's listening to us in Savannah, Georgia, has said, please ask Mr. Watchdog, and that's what he's calling you, please ask Mr. Watchdog if he believes stock in a company like McDonald's or Wendy's could be a recession-proof dividend.
They're much more of a safety-oriented type of a company because even, you know, during a slowdown, you know, their food is inexpensive and people continue to go to them. So, yeah, you can use companies like that as a bit of a conservative hedge. I caution trying to guess when the next recession is going to come and balancing a portfolio as such. You want to have a portfolio that is pretty much recession-proof all the time.
Mm. And by the way, defense stocks are still on the rise, some of them. Not a bad investment if people want to try it, right?
Well, the defense is, the money continues to flow. We've obviously increased the expenditure to the military and various different weapon systems. So that business always seems to boom.
Literally. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski. I know, pardon the pun there. The defense industry business always continues to boom. There you go. Okay, I'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news with our good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak, the U.S. and the United States Air Force retired colonel, and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We'll have a lot of things to talk about. I'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.